This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Do you find you're having more and more trouble hearing me every morning? Maybe it's hearing loss. Let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. We've heard a lot about how young people, especially because they have earbuds in their ears all the time, might be at risk of hearing loss. But there are a lot of reasons you might have trouble with your hearing. So where do we begin here? How do you recognize when you may have a problem that requires going to the doctor?
Hearing loss, it occurs gradually as we age. It's pretty common. About 25% of people in the United States between the age of 55 and 64 actually have some degree of hearing loss. And then in those adults who are 65 years and older, really the number of people who have hearing loss is about 50% or 1 in 2. So aging and then chronic exposure to loud noise or noise-induced hearing loss are the significant factors that really contribute. And there are other factors that are kind of more temporary, things like having excessive earwax, and that can temporarily prevent your ears from conducting sound well. And so that's obviously fixable. You just clean out the ear. The other types of hearing loss, that comes with aging, and that comes from noise, it's something that really is not reversible. And it's something that you're stuck with. So people who have hearing loss develop very specific symptoms. They may have like muffling of speech or other sounds, or most commonly it's recognized because they have difficulty understanding words. And the problem is that when people start to lose their hearing, it creates some social problems. And so they'll often withdraw from conversations or even avoid social settings, and it can lead to depression.
Are there early symptoms which, if you caught them, could prevent that kind of hearing loss?
Age-induced hearing loss, it just happens. And it is, to some degree, genetically predisposed. We can actually do genetic testing to see if you have the likelihood of developing age-induced hearing loss. But that just happens, and there's really no good prevention for it. However, for noise-induced hearing loss, usually it's environments where you're exposed to loud noises that are a problem. For example, you know, if you ride a motorcycle or you work in a place where you use power tools, or you listen to loud music by putting earbuds in your ear and playing music very loud, or if you play in a band or you attend loud concert or things like that, and even things that are related to your work. If you're a gardener and you use a lawnmower or a leaf blower or woodworking tools, things like that, all those things can contribute to noise-induced hearing loss. Sound is measured in units called decibels. We've all heard that word, decibels. And sounds of less than 75 decibels, even after a long exposure, are really unlikely to cause hearing loss, is what most studies show. However, really long or repeated exposure to sounds at or above 85 decibels can cause hearing loss. So to give you some examples of like what sound is, like the humming of a refrigerator is 45 decibels. You and me having a conversation, a normal conversation, is 60 decibels. But when you're sitting in heavy city traffic, that's 85 decibels. So that's really, you're there at that limit. If you ride a motorcycle, it's 95 decibels. And when people have these MP3 players in and they're listening to music loud, that's 105 decibels on average.
Wow. Boy, I tell you, when the times I'm walking down the street and a fire truck or ambulance goes by, I put my fingers in my ears because it comes to the threshold of pain. And that's the question. Can a single exposure like that damage those delicate fibers that actually sense the sound?
Yeah, that's a good question. And in fact, that is one of the ways that can happen. If you get exposed to a blast or an explosion or something like that, yeah, it absolutely can cause hearing loss. And it can be either temporary or permanent. People can suffer like 48 hours or so of hearing loss, or it can be permanent hearing loss if they damage their eardrum or damage the little hair cells in their nerve. If you think you're losing your hearing, make sure you get tested. You'll see somebody called an audiologist. And an audiologist is a specialized medical personnel who actually will test your hearing. They'll actually put little tiny tones into your ear in different frequencies and see exactly where it is that you're losing your hearing. Prevention is the key. So if you're at a concert, wear earplugs. If you're somebody who hunts, wear ear mufflers. If you are a yard worker and you're using lawnmowers and blowers, you know, wear ear protection. Anytime you're exposed to loud noise, you need to wear ear protection. And the one that's voluntary that we really need to think about is just how loud do we turn up our MP3 players when we've got the earbuds in our ear.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.